Blog Talk Radio.
Ready to push forward. You like, listen, somebody got to do it, and I chose me. So that's the way forward today is going to be. So glad to see y'all here. What's going on? My brother Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones, all on this Power Monday? And Carol Chamber, let me five, Rita Emily, the lap in the house instead of Emily. My big sis, Robbie Ming, here to do a thing, something like a queen for a king, here to do the thing. And my brother from another mother, Norris Hill, sit back, relax, do your thing, Max and chill. T. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my people going directly into your sight. And Keisha Bruton. I said, she rooting too. And thanks for coming on through. Yeah, no, it's good to see you. And so, what you have the balls to do, what you have the balls to do. When was the last time you did something ballsy? That's some real shit. When was the last time you did something ballsy? You know, you may have done something with bravery before, like maybe took up for somebody in a fight rescued somebody from a burning building, you know. But I'm talking about balls. We're not talking about something that's reactionary. I'm talking about something that's proactive. Something that you thought out, like, yo, this might fuck me up, but I'm going to go through with it. Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. And this is the daily go get a mism show. We do this every single day. Every day is it rains, and the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the art. This is the Daily Go Get a Business Show, all up in your area, front and center, feeling good, and I'm about to enter your brainwaves to save you a different way of thinking and make sure that it ain't thinking. So, yeah, what you have the balls to do? Doing something ballsy. Doing something ballsy. I'm gonna tell you something that takes balls. I'm gonna give you an example of something that takes balls. Let's say you work at your job. And you're good at your job. You know, you are all right, but you want more money at your job. So you decided, well, look, I'm about to force my job's hand. Like, I want more money. I want a raise. I want a raise in my job, maybe even a new position. So instead of just asking for a raise, you go into the office and say, listen, I got a new job. I just got a job offer, and, you know, they paying me this much. So if y'all want me to stay here, y'all going to have to pay me as much as they paying me or more. Now, the ballsy part about this is that you ain't got no other job. And you ain't got no other job offers. And, like I said, at your job, you ain't been winning no Employee of the Month awards. It ain't that kind of party. You all right, but you ain't that boy. You ain't that girl. Who's that girl? La, 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 la. No, it ain't like that with you. So for you to go in there and demand a raise or a matching offer, when you don't even have an offer on the table, that takes balls. Because if it blows up in your face and they tell you something like, well, we can't match that. So listen, good luck with you putting in your 2 weeks notice, right? You like, yeah, 2 weeks notice. Well, can y'all at least get close to that? Because, I would really like to stay here. But we ain't going to go into all of that. The bottom line is you went in. You went in with a plan. Like, I'm going to tell them that I have an offer and try to force them to give it a counter offer. You know, you went in there with a plan, and you went in there. You basically took a knife to a gunfight. But guess what? Their gun might have jammed. And you might have came through and won. You might have won that fight. But it took balls to do that shit. Because somebody that you know and somebody that cares about you may have advised you against that. Like, I wouldn't do that if I was you. You know they ain't really feeling you like that. And not only that, remember, you got a lot of latenesses. You got a lot of absences. You got a lot of call-outs. So for you to be trying to force somebody's hand to give you more money, I don't know, son. I don't know. To me, it don't sound like that good of an idea for you. You know, maybe you should get your weight up, put yourself in a better position to whereas they can't say no, or where it wouldn't benefit them to say no. Where you at right now? Yeah, I don't know, son. So, but that takes balls. Win or lose, that takes balls. Big balls. Because you're going to go in there all nervous. Like, you know that there's a chance you might botch this thing. You might have fucked it up. But it takes balls to do that. So that's the difference. I'm trying to give y'all the difference and separation between bravery and balls. Bravery and balls. Bravery for this conversation is when you are reacting to something, defending yourself, defending someone else, going up against somebody in some type of competition where there's a chance that you may have gotten hurt. That's bravery. Sticking up for somebody who can't fight and you ain't that great of a fighter either. That's bravery. Balls is when you tell your wife that you got a girlfriend and that you think that the three of y'all would be real happy together. And you go forth and try to push that envelope. That's balls. That's balls. Because I'll add to the balls. I'm gonna throw a third nut in there. Maybe even a fourth. You try to convince your wife that y'all should get into a polyamorous or polygamous type of situation. And you ain't even the breadwinner in your home, son. You ain't even built like that. You bringing money in, but she make more money than you. That takes balls. And I'm not encouraging anybody to do that. And I'm not even saying that that's the move. But what I'm saying is that shit takes balls, baby. That shit take real big balls, baby. Balls are like audacity. You got the nerve, the audacity, the gall. And that's not all. MCs have the gall to pray and pray for my downfall. But I'm not running. I'm just stunning. Okay. But yeah, balls are like audacity. That's like, it's like the nerve. The nerve of this nigga. Like when you have the balls to do something, you have something that people will remember what you had the balls to do for a long time. People remember a brave act, but a brave act can wear off. We ain't talking about Paul Revere or some shit like that. You know what I mean? We ain't talking about that. We talking about like Donald Trump running for president, knowing that he has sexual assault cases on his back and sexual assault allegations. That took balls. I don't like the man. I don't admire the man. I ain't feeling the man. But that took balls. And he fucked around and won. Then he ran again. After getting impeached? Balls. If he ain't got nothing, he got balls. Balls big as shit. Balls big as shit. He might have a little dick, but the ball's bigger than a motherfucker. He's sitting on watermelon. Cantaloupe. Cantaloupe. Seedless watermelon. You know how them jaws be looking round like basketballs. What's really good? What's up with seedless watermelons being all round? What's really good? It takes balls. It takes balls because most people wouldn't put themselves in that position because they know that it could really come back to bite them in their ass. Most people wouldn't put themselves in that position. They wouldn't do it. They wouldn't do it. So, dude had balls. He might not have had... he had balls. So, I'm just using that example. And I'm going to use other examples to show the difference between what we talk about when we talk about somebody having balls and somebody being brave. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with being brave. Of course, I mean, how could anything be wrong with being brave? But you can be brave for dumb reasons. The same way as you can have balls for dumb reasons. So let's get into that. Speaking of dumb reasons. Okay. Y'all know that alcohol is sometimes called liquid confidence. alcohol is sometimes called liquid confidence because people will do things while they're under the influence of alcohol that they wouldn't normally do when they are sober. People get drunk. They can't control their mouth. They get to talking. That's why people say that a drunk mind speaks a sober mouth or some shit like that. A drunk body speaks a sober mind. People be trying to say that when people get drunk or when they drink, that they start telling the truth. And I've always rejected that. They're not telling the truth when they're drunk. They are just too reckless. Honestly, they're too reckless to tell the truth. The truth is that a lot of things that people say when they are under the influence, they don't care about when they're sober. But people don't want to look at it like that because we're so sensitive. We're so sensitive and we're so paranoid and distrustful that we think that people are always out to get us. So when we hear that, when we finally get confirmation that somebody doesn't think as highly of us as we hope that they did, or when they don't think as highly of us, when we don't think that highly of ourselves at the same time, it makes us very, very sensitive. It makes us very unhappy. It puts us on notice all crazy. You know, it does a job on our psyche. Make sure y'all hit that like button, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. It's the daily. And we're talking about the brawls tonight. What you have the balls to do. I said, what you gonna do? What up, Mo? Mona Garris is all up in the place. So good to see you come through, see your face. So yeah. Balls versus bravery. Balls versus bravery. Now, I started to say what I started to say for a reason. Because a lot of people, when they're under the influence of drugs or alcohol, alcohol or drugs or whatever, and they, you know, they start talking that shit or whatever, or they do something. A lot of people do things under the influence of alcohol besides talking, like, you know, chicks taking off their shirt, shit like that, get naked, or sometimes even exhibiting homosexual behavior. You know what I mean? Let me ask y'all something. Y'all women out there, because it's a whole different story when it comes to men, but sometimes it happens to men too. But with girls, have y'all ever, with y'all ladies, with y'all women, Have you ever been out with a girlfriend of yours, a friend of yours, whatever, and they get a couple of drinks in them, and then they start acting a little lesbianish? You know, they start getting a little too touchy-feely, frisky. Maybe they was touchy-feely anyway, but when they get drunk, you can tell that they little dykey carnal desires start coming out. And that you might be okay with it because you know, you may have suspected that they went that way a little bit on the low anyway, and it comes out when they drunk. Or it might have surprised the shit out of you on some old, what? Yo, what you doing? Bottom line is, that's more of a ballsy move. Alcohol sometimes gives people the balls to do some shit. Now, like I said, you can do ballsy things that aren't very well thought out. What would y'all say? Popping wheelies on the expressway or on the highway in traffic. Is that, would y'all consider that to be balls or bravery? Let me take a little survey, put the question out there. Would y'all say that driving recklessly in a motorcycle, popping wheelies, whatever, riding too fast, cutting in and out of traffic, riding on the shoulder of the road, would y'all consider that to be balls or brave? Because some people might look at it as bravery. Some people may look at it as balls, like, yo, you crazy. You already know that it's dangerous to drive a motorcycle, ride a motorcycle, but damn, you pushing it to the way limit. Mona Garrett says, I honestly am a standoff person, and liquid courage is facts for me. I will keep things to myself until alcohol is involved. I can deal with any reaction under the influence. Oh, shit. Well, guess who's going to get her Jerry beads? Guess who's getting her Jerry beads? Give you the surprise Kermit the Frog look. Yeah. Standing up on a motorcycle, riding on the freeway, on the seat. Yeah. DK right there. So. Jerry. By the way, y'all can call into the show. And the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call up at 319-527-6199. Yes, y'all. I said 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby, on. 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 Get your shine, baby. 319-527-6199, baby. All right. What you have to...
Hold on.
Okay. What you got the balls to do? I said, what you got the balls to do? I see that we have a caller on the line. And we gonna answer it and have a talk one time. So call it with the last numbers. 4828. Welcome to the Daily Go Get 'Em Is a Show. Thank you for holding. What is on your mind this evening? How you feel?
Hi, how are you?
Feeling like a real man should. It's always good to ask you. What's up with you?
Okay, so I was listening to your description of bravery and balls. So
balls.
I was going to give you two scenarios. Okay.
Balls.
So when George Floyd died and was murdered, my job, they didn't put out a statement or anything like that. Whereas when certain things have been happened, like school shootings have happened in white neighborhoods or in states that are predominantly white, they put out a statement. When the Jewish synagogue was bombed, they put out a statement. But any time one of us was murdered, and then in this case was, you know, on camera, for the whole world to see, they didn't put out a statement. So I was pissed, you know, and I wrote the CEO an email, and I was like, hey, how you doing? Okay, this is the thing. And I pointed out the fact that they had put out a statement for all those other incidences. And I let him know. I said, listen, we don't have a large minority, you know, we don't have a large population at my job of people of color. And so I prefer to say black, but, you know, I'm talking about anybody of any other shade other than pink. Yeah.
I said,
but I can tell you one thing, that regardless of what race we are, nobody's okay, but especially your black employee. And so I'm telling you, you know, respectfully, and I wish I had the email pulled up, but I left my computer at work. But I'm telling you that you need to say something because we are not okay. And then, you know, I sent the email, like a blind copy, all the black people. I mean, it's not like it's a lot of us. So I was like, oh, look, black people, this is what it is. And they felt like that was me not only being brave, but also having balls. So I wanted to get your opinion on what you thought that would fall.
Balls.
Okay.
Balls, because that's kind of like along the lines of the example that I gave earlier in the show about pushing the envelope, even though you like, when I say that something has balls, you've weighed the consequences. You already know, you have some idea of what the pushback is going to be, or what the ramifications may be, what the reaction may be, and you've decided to go forward regardless. Like, when you have the balls to do something, you've decided that win, lose, or draw, you're going through with this, and if they don't support you, then you'll just have to go it alone, basically.
Right.
That's balls. You know, bravery is like, all right, I'm going to lead the way. I'm going to lead the way for all of us to go in there. But you are fully expecting everybody else to go.
Right.
You have the balls. This is a solo act. Getting
on stage. I wasn't waiting for anybody.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I think it was a ballsy move. Like, getting on stage to tell jokes when you've never done it before.
Mm-hmm.
Takes balls. Stand-up comedy, it takes balls. No, I don't care if you're good at it or bad at it. Anytime, every time, and each and every time you get up there, it takes balls. You know what I mean? Because every comic knows it might not be your night tonight.
Another example is, I know a person, and it's me. Anyway, I know. So I had this ex who would whose car broke down, and I would let him use my car, and he would have he would go see other people in my car, and he would have like, he literally, to me, he had balls, because there was this one chick that he was messing with, that he was taking a lunch and driving her around, like running errands with her, getting groceries and shit, and going to lunch and help going to pick up her kids from school in my car, and you know, when the whole thing blew up in his face, you know, and she and I were talking, she was like, she told me everything. She was like, girl, I know what you got in your trunk. Like, she knew everything that it was crazy. To me, I was like, yo, your balls have to be the size of, you know what I mean, a baby's head in order to do something like that.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't believe it.
And that's why I said doing something that takes balls isn't always the right thing or a good thing. You know, there are some really foolish things that you can do in your ballsiness and in your and definitely in your bravery. You can have balls for all the wrong reasons. You know what I mean? Like, you know, back to the alcohol and drugs thing again. You know, stand on the water fountain, the public water fountain. I don't mean the drinking water fountain. I mean, you know, the big, pretty structure, water structure that people throw coins in and shit. and piss on the shit. Like, yo, man, kids be playing in that shit. But you dumb drunk ass, you don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just simulating the water. Yeah, it took balls, but it went dumb. You know what I mean? One example that I use in the description is, let's say you're traveling and you're traveling on a suspended license.
Mm-hmm.
Your license, your papers ain't straight. Maybe your registration is fucked up. You don't give a fuck. You traveling state to state. Balls would be you get lost and you flag down a state trooper to help you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yo, I need to be pointed in the direction of Toledo. Oh, Toledo. Oh, yeah. Well, you on 76. You got to go through Beaver Falls and then take Route 80. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, that's true.
So that takes balls because you know state troopers are known to being like, all right, before I talk to you, just need a little ID. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Just show you a little, you know, see who you are. Oh, yeah, I was going to point you in the right direction, but yeah. So, yeah, those are things that take balls.
Mm-hmm.
It might work in your favor. So it's sort of like hiding something in plain sight. But, you know, mm-hmm. it could blow up in your face and you mess around and you traveling to the Midwest from the East Coast and now you all jammed up and shit. They impounded your vehicle and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because you know some states, some cities, some townships, some counties will impound your vehicle if you're driving on a suspended license. Pennsylvania doesn't do that. Well, the rest of Pennsylvania doesn't do it.
Philadelphia, I was gonna say, yes, they do.
Listen. We gonna keep my murderous ass higher than the rest of the state as exemption city. That's what they ought to call Philly, exemption city. Fuck out of here. Like, we don't do nothing that the rest of the state does, which is not a good thing. So anyway, things like that take balls. Asking your woman for a polyamorous or a polygamous relationship. Y'all already in 5 years was supposed to be totally monogamous. Now you coming through with this shit. Like you done already got the party started, but you like, I think that you would do well with a sister wife. I know exactly. I know. You know, it's just supposed to be me and you. I know. But listen, I've never seen an unhappy sister wife. Watch these videos with me, honey. You know what I mean? That's like shit. You know? I ain't gonna lie though. You watch those videos of those of women advocating for polyamory or polygamy. They be, I'm like, listen, nobody's that fucking enthusiastic, okay? About nothing. Like, y'all selling this shit too hard.
Mm-hmm.
My king, I just feel so confident knowing that my king is in the care of someone who loves him and is going to take care of him when I'm not around. Have you ever seen any of them?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, and I noticed a bunch of memes floating around a whole just in time for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Do they be taking it there or what? I'd be like, come on. I ain't seen a bitch this happy ever. Fuck is you talking about? You got jail.
Talking about this could be us, but you're not open-minded.
No thanks.
I just saw one last week. I think I saved it. I was like, come on, bro.
The thing that gets me, and I could be wrong, but the thing that gets me is I don't never see no, like, bum Johns and no scallywag. You know what I'm saying? They always make sure they find somebody who's definitely desirable, whether they have that earthy look or whether they straight up sex. You understand what I mean? Like, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, yep. I see the commercial value in this. Fuck out of here. You know, I want to see.
What's the earthy look?
You know, head wrap, maybe in some type of African traditional type, you know what I'm saying? Either African or Indian, you know, something not so American,
okay.
You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
But could be worn in America or like natural hair, of course, you know what I mean? No weave, you know, no nothing. Like, look, she's a natural beauty and she's down with polyamory. You can get yourself a homegrown chick. Look, she's organic and she's down with polyamory. But anyway. So yeah, the suggestion of something like that definitely takes balls. I mean, I guess you could say that it takes balls to have sex with your or carry on a relationship with a family member or a friend's man or woman, and then be right up in your family member or your friend's face. That's definitely ballsy. You know what I mean? It's negative, but it definitely takes some balls. Not the kind of balls that. These ain't the balls that shine. These are murky balls. You know what I'm saying? Get the swampy balls away from me inside. I don't want to see your cesspool balls around here ever again. You fucking petri dish balls having ass nigga. Get away from me. You ruined my life. Shout out to everybody who ever got out of a relationship and thought their life was ruined. That's right. Shout out. It can happen to anyone. Gory-eyed beast. What's up, gory-eyed beast? Takes balls to hunt unicorns? I don't know. No. Lonely warrior. What's going on, lonely warrior? How you feeling? Good to see y'all. You know what I mean? Thanks for coming through. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get-A-Mism Show. And tonight we are talking about what you have the balls to do. The balls. Separating balls from bravery. Separating balls from bravery. Let me see. T. Carey writes, shaking my head. I've never understood the pissing in the fountain thing. Me either. I've never understood the pissing on anything thing as far as public is concerned. Now, you know, trying to piss a piece of poop off of the side of a toilet bowl, I totally understand that. I totally understand, totally support that. But even if you have to go drink a 40-ounce and come back later, like, yo, it's ready to come off. Don't nobody use this urinal. This is my shit.
That's disgusting.
But I get it. I know you would think it was disgusting because you're a woman. And y'all can't even fathom a thing like that. I mean, you wouldn't understand. You wouldn't understand, but it's all good. It's all good.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, y'all can't.
I'm not insulting.
I'm just saying y'all can't, you know, y'all can pee, but y'all can't aim pee. You know what I'm saying? You can't.
She is. You say that.
All right, do it without turning your body.
Listen.
All right, then. All right,
we
then.
Have to do a squat, the old Strong J type shit.
Like I said.
You know, and make sure it hits the hole, because if it doesn't, if it splashes on anything else, our clothes are messed up. Don't tell me we don't know how to aim. We ain't working with what y'all working with, but,
okay.
I mean.
All right, then.
Got
you know what? I'm, as long as you acknowledge that y'all not working with what we working with, I'm good with that. As far as I'm concerned, once you acknowledge that, all bets are on. I'm good with that. We are in total agreement, like we always are. Gory IB says anything to avoid the toilet brush, right? I'm just saying. I would have never thought of that. That's pretty cool. Yeah, I mean, analogy. Because the toilet brush do be right there. It's like, nah, fuck that. You know what I mean? Nah. But,
yeah.
But anyway. A ball.
I'm actually trying to think of other things that I've done. I know that I've done so many ballsy things. It comes so naturally to me that those instances don't set themselves apart. I don't know that they were ballsy until somebody says, do you remember when you... ... You know? And I'm like, I did that? And they're like, what? Oh. Okay. I'll give you an example.
Well,
so, huh?
Yeah, go ahead. Example, yeah.
Oh. So, I'm walking in Manhattan, and I see Lawrence Fishburne. I'm not even trying to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
And this is around... A.B. Fritz, well, you might not even know what this is. But anyway, Lincoln Center out there. And so it's not uncommon to see, you know, somebody who has some clout or whatever there. At this time, we're talking about, like, Boys in the Hood, you know, Larry Fishburne, Cornbread Earl and me.
Uh-huh.
We're not talking about Matrix and all, you know, all this other stuff that he's done. And I'm like, oh, wow, you know, I don't usually get starstruck. I'm like, you know, hi, and it's so good to see you. You look great. Just want to tell you that I really appreciate, you know, your talent. I know you've done some stuff on Broadway and things like that, blah, blah. And I wanted to know if it was okay if I could have a picture or an autograph. And he said, I don't do autographs anymore. So I stood there and I looked at him and I said,
did he say it in that voice?
Yes, he did. And so I repeated it back to him with the same voice. I said, oh, you don't do autographs anymore. Okay. And then we just stood there staring at each other and we kind of just started laughing. You know, like we both got a good chuckle out of it. That was my immediate response. And I remember my friend Sasha, who happened to be a Knicks cheerleader. She was like, I can't believe you did that to Lawrence Fishburne. So she thought it was ballsy. I don't know what that was, but it came naturally. I was like, cornbread on me. You want to sit here talking about you don't do autographs anymore? Well, okay, whatever.
No, right? You know, ever since when he changed his name from Larry Fishburne to Lawrence Fishburne, I knew it was a rap then. But he wasn't the same. You know what I'm saying? It was like, after that Boys in the Hood thing, this motherfucker was different as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Because he had arrived. And I'm glad he had arrived off of a movie like that. But sheesh. You know? Now, just looking at the way he spelled his name, I'm like, I don't believe that his original Lawrence name was spelled like that. I just don't think so. I mean, it's possible, but it looked very Hollywoodish, you know, very English, very British. And I'm like, okay. You know, he's played Othello and that type of shit. So I'm like,
yeah.
He understands
that Larry Fishburne gave him a little bit more of an edge. You know, when somebody sees
Larry Fishburne. Lawrence Fishburne, I'm not sure if I was feeling him. Larry Fishburne? I'm talking about the Apocalypse Now, Larry. I'm talking about the Cornbread Earl and Me. Yeah, that's my man. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's Larry Fishburne. I'm like, what movie he played in? I like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Shit, Larry Fishburne, you mean School Days, boy? Oh, yeah, that's my man. He's live. That Lawrence. Fuck him. Lawrence Fishburne doesn't do autographs anymore. That type of shit. You know what I'm saying? But anyway.
Exactly.
But that's what I'm saying. So, yeah. But it did take balls to go at him like that. But it should have brought him down to earth a little bit, because one thing I don't believe in is celebrities, because I know how regular they are. But I'll tell you something ballsy and celebrity-like that people do, and it's a common thing, and people really love it, and they have a lot of fun with it. Karaoke.
Oh,
take
yeah.
balls. Yeah.
That is some scary. I've done it.
Mm-hmm.
That's some scary stuff. So
it
I think
is.
It takes bravery and it takes balls.
Well, why do you
have to? There's a point.
Okay.
What'd you say?
Uh-huh. Why do you think that it takes bravery?
Because it's scary. It's scary, and you're making yourself absolutely vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And so in order to step out of your comfort zone, anytime you step out of your comfort zone, you're using bravery. You're being brave. That's my opinion.
Okay.
But then once you grab the mic and you decide to just go for it, hey, number of balls. Bravery did its part. It got you up to the front. You know, but once you go for it, now those kahunas, you know.
Well, with karaoke, I do think it takes balls to follow through with it. But the real balls come when you actually decide, not only am I going to go up there and sing karaoke, but I'm not going to try to talk the words. I'm going to sing this shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
'Cause a lot of people will go up there and try to just kind of do a little melodic, you know, a little melodic way of singing but without actually singing. You know, a chair is still a chair, even if no one is sitting there. But a chair is not a house. And instead of singing like, a chair is not a chair. I mean, you know,
mm-hmm.
you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
like instead of singing it, you know, like if you decide to go up there and say, no, I already know the words to the song. I don't have to read off the script. I'm going to sing this shit, even if my voice ain't what everybody's cup of tea or whatever. I'm going up there and I'm doing it. That's the real ball. Yeah, the initial I'm going up there, I'm going to try it. That's ballsy in and of itself. But to follow through and decide that, yeah, I'm laying it all on the line. I'm laying it all on the line. You know, nigga can't keep running away from love because the first one let you down. You know, Howard Hughes, it ain't easy to sing. You know, you got to be ready. You had to have thought about this. You haven't thought about this, you know, while you was home. Like, yo, these Shalimar verses, they got notes in this shit.
Yes.
Like, this ain't Donnell Jones. Like, you can do Donnell Jones fairly
easy. You know what?
I'm just saying.
Yes, you can.
You can. Because when you love someone, you just don't treat them bad. Oh, how it feels so sad now that I wanna. Yeah, you can easily, you can get that all and be like, God damn. Yeah. But when you go up, you go up and try to do a door by Prince. It's like
you might. I could do that.
You might be able to do it.
I'm just saying, I did Adore every single Saturday while my kids and I were cleaning. I blast that song. Well, I blast all music in general. But I would, for whatever reason, whenever it would come on, I'd have like the broom. I'd turn right into Princess.
Well, see, from a man's standpoint, Prince songs put you in the position that if you sing his songs right, they gonna really look at you like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, they don't call Prince gay, but anybody who imitates him well, like, now wait a minute. That motherfucker got all men checkmated. Like, nah, you can't. Listen, just nod your head or dance. Don't do Prince right. Whatever you do, don't do it right. He the only one that can do it right and get away with it. You know what I'm saying? You gonna have people looking at you sideways.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fucking sang the shit out of that Prince song last night. You know. And you ain't gonna tell me Prince didn't manipulate that, like.
Mm-hmm. He put in just enough high notes and low notes for people to go,
yeah.
I don't know, bro.
Shit is rad.
It is real.
Very, very rad.
It's definitely rad.
Yeah. So, you know, there are plenty of ballsy things that people can do, whether under the influence of alcohol or not. Now, can you think of anything that people do under the influence of alcohol or drugs or whatever that might be ballsy but still positive?
Positive. Well, I've seen crackheads save kids from getting hit. I've never seen a drunk do that,
okay.
But I've seen crackheads help people push their car. I'm like, that one crackhead, because you know crack gives you like superpowers. Let me see. I've seen them save kids from getting hit. I've seen them help people push their car, like when your car breaks down,
mm-hmm.
or run out of gas. Under the influence of drugs or alcohol.
Yeah.
No.
I can think of one thing.
I don't know. Okay, sure.
One thing about alcohol is that it inhibits your ability to be passive.
Okay.
You know, when a lot of times when some people are sober, they may be passive and extremely patient. And sometimes the downfalls or pitfalls of patience are that you may let people get away with shit and may not have a second time to stop them. You know what I'm saying? Like they might get over on you with the one and done. So one positive thing that may be done under the influence of alcohol that may not be done with some people when they're sober is speaking up for their rights, speaking up for injustice. Like let's say you have a community leader that you don't think is really doing anything out there. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you think that they're embezzling funds or not allocating finances to the right places or skimming money off the top or just not being as involved and as dedicated as they claim to be. Maybe under the influence of alcohol, you might be like, well, I think that if some of these politicians would stop stealing or running around here with these young girls, maybe they would have more time to dedicate to the community. When you were sober, you might not do that. You know what I mean? Yeah, got a little of that liquid confidence in you. You might. It's just an example. You know what I'm saying? It's just an example. So things like that. So there's a chance that anyone could flip the script and use their balls for good, even if the balls are coming from a negative place. It ain't how you start, it's how you finish. And sometimes you may finish strong without the intentions of having of meaning to do so, I should say. So yeah, you know, balls, having the balls. Now, I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about some familial things that you may have witnessed growing up. You know how when you're growing up with siblings or cousins or whatever, you witness your family members do ballsy things like, what the hell? You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, people in my family do this or people in my family do that. So I was trying to think about some of the ballsy things that I've seen some of my siblings or cousins or family members as a whole. And one of the ballsy things, I'm going to talk about two ballsy things. And one of them is regular. My sister used to steal my mom's car. And not always park it where my mom parked it. As if she was a 45-year-old amnesiac or some shit, you know? Like, yeah, she almost 46. The senility is kicking in, You only thought you didn't park all the way around the corner, but you did. You did. I remember seeing you walk up with the groceries. You look so tired. But anyway. when my uncle came here from out the Midwest, and he came down here with a drug problem. He was on that crack. So he knew that he would spend all his money on the crack. But my mom not really knowing that much about drugs like that, because it was the crack era and crack was a new drug and it was making people behave in ways that they had never seen people that they thought that they knew act. You understand what I mean? So
yeah,
witnessing her baby brother, who was so gifted, who was so smart, who was so talented, you know, struggle with a crack problem, and seeing the way he was, it was just crazy. So make a long story short, he came here running from a crack problem to crack city. See, that's what crackheads used to do back in the day. They used to go down south thinking that they could run from the drug element in their environment and then run down south to the drug element in that environment and shit. You know, it didn't work out. So he came to Philly,
yep.
and he was, you know, he had this crack habit. So he didn't want to, he still had a sense of responsibility, and he didn't want to spend all his money on crack, but he knew he would. So he used to have my mom hold the money, and he used to tell her, no matter what, do not give me back this money. I'm trying to save the money. He gaming my mom. I'm trying to save this money because I got to get a car and blah, 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 blah. I'm tired of riding my 10-speed bike to work. Because you know crackheads used to ride, you know, the 10-speed bike.
It's a bike ride, Nikki.
Yo, the 10-speed bike. Not just any bike, but the 10-speed was the crackhead staple. That was the Cadillac. Yeah, sure, they ride any bike. But that 10-speed was the one that they would re-up on. Like, I need another 10-speed. Anyway, so Friday night, just got paid. Run out of money, getting high. 1 o'clock in the morning, he banging on my mom's door. Rosie. Now, mind you, we don't live alone. My mom is married to my stepdad. This, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's knocking on their door. And she like, what is my brother knocking on my door for? She comes to the door, like, Rosie, I need that money that I gave you. She said, no, you told me not to give you that money back because you need it. Rosie, I just need the money. You know, it's my money, Rosie. Just send me the money. He would lie, say, oh, well, you know, I got this girl there. She want to give me some pussy. So I need this. I need whatever he had to say. That's real shit, too, though. You know, that's not part of that. So, yeah, I'm thinking that under the influence of the crack and the alcohol, the Colt 45,
right,
this motherfucker is banging on his sister and his brother-in-law's door at 1 o'clock in the morning on a Friday night, Saturday morning, whatever you want to call it. I thought that was ballsy as fuck. Because I can hear the whole thing because my door is, I was in the room next to them. So, well, it was across the hall. So I'm like, oh my God, what the hell? What the hell has happened here? Yeah. Balls all day. Oh, so you thinking that it only happened one night? No. Those balls continue to, she said, I'm not holding no fucking money for you no more. That's it. Okay, she might have said damn money because she didn't use the F-bomb. But you know, I was using it, and I was in the other room. I remember when it got cut off, around the fifth time at 12:30. He didn't make it to 1 o'clock, though. Balls, baby. Balls. You got balls. Balls of steel.
All right. He had balls, all right.
He had balls. B-A-L-L-S. He had balls. He got balls. He knows how to use them. Okay. Anyway. With those types of balls, you don't want them to be reproductive. Whatever happens, do not spread your ballsy seed. Keep your ballsy seed to yourself. All right. Listen, we got to do these birthday shout-outs, and then we got to get out of here. But listen, I want to thank you for having the balls to come on the show. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. I do.
No problem. Thank you for having me. Always
all
a pleasure.
Right, you have a wonderful night. A wonderful, wonderful.
You too. Thank you.
All righty. All right, y'all. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this ballsy. Ballsy. August 30th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Gwen K. Landrum, turning 47 years old today, and Deirdre Williams, turning 47 years old today also, and Timothy Warren, turning 49 years old today, and Latasha Marie, happy birthday to you, and Marquetta Simmons, happy birthday to you, and Harry Stevens Jr., turning 54 years old today, and Yolanda Page, turning 56 years old today, and Rashonda Henry turning 34 years old today. My girl Sharon Wilkerson turning 55 years old today. She's a go-getter. And Sarah Reed turning 38 years old today. And go-getter from the D, holding it down for the D, Shantrice, the thin one. Happy birthday to you. And Michelle Lewis, happy birthday to you. And Shernette Wilson turning 52 years old today. And last but not least, Ernest Moore. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious audience. August 30th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. but don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out, rock on into the damn, the damn, the rock out, rock on into the damn. Excuse me, rock out, rock on and do the damn thing, and do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen, it takes balls. It takes balls to follow through on something that you're unsure of how it's going to work out, but you have decided to go through with it and suffer the consequences. You think I'm bluffing, this suffer the consequences. Bravery, balls and bravery. Like the caller was saying, there is some bravery in everything ballsy that you do. But I'm thinking that the thing that separates the two is what happens after the bravery. Like when you have gotten comfortable with the act and it's not even an act of bravery anymore, what's up with the balls? Do you have the balls to keep going? Starting something may take bravery, but following through and finishing something or continuing to do something until the finish, that takes balls. Caro Chamber, let me favorita. Caro Chamber, let me favorita. Balls. How many of us had them? Balls. The ones we can depend on. Balls. How many of us had them? Balls. The shit that makes you follow through. Let's have balls. The things you use every day. But some of them use them in the wrong way. Okay. I want to thank all of y'all for coming through. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love you right back to life. Please remember to share the show. Subscribe to the channel. And like the show. And we will be back tomorrow night at 7 o'clock because we got balls. We got balls. We got balls. Say we got balls. We got balls. We got balls. Say we got balls. I got you. We got balls. It's all about you know how we do. We got balls. 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 I got them. You got them. When you spot them, you go in and make sure that you get them again. Make sure that you tell a friend. You got to have some balls every now and then, baby. I want to say peace to y'all. So let me get Blog Talk on about it. Right? Hey, yo. I got to get y'all out of here. Ballsy ass. Yo, Blog Talk, let the balls.